producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Manda, and the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag boom in the western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, KTGO up there, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Tioga, and of course as well, KLTC in Dickinson. And we appreciate you very much. Thanks for listening. My name is Scott Hinnon. Off of the rest of this week, great guest host for you, including today's Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll get to Ron and your calls, questions, and comments, and some great guests again here in just a moment. After I tell you about one of our fine sponsors, High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayer. And the 2016s are looking good. By my calendar, it's not quite 2016, but the 2016s are already on the showroom. So come on over and take a look at what I'm talking about right there across from Bonanza, East Courtside, across Maine in Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier, and you'll see some great units. Also, the 2015s, they have price to move, some low-interest financing, and any ag application part you need, they're going to have it at High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them in Mandan and or Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Now more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host today from the North Dakota Oil Can Program, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Ron, take it away.
Todd has handed me his telephone, and it's kind of like a big computer screen, but he has the radar on it. It looks like there's a kind of a continued circular motion of snow that's coming from Thunder Bay all the way right down through Bismarck.
So, as far as when you look at the Bismarck Mandan or, you know, all of the North Dakota radar, there's this one band probably about 20 miles wide that's moving in a semicircular motion counterclockwise. So as you expand the radar out to see, it's like the band starts in Thunder Bay. I don't know if that's a good thing or not that we have a band of snow starting in Thunder Bay. That sounds like an ominous kind of way to start our weather system. But
well, I don't know, but I just looked out the window for a minute at the KFYR studios here, and there was a pickup that did like a 180 out on the road here. So drive carefully or don't drive at all. So
that's why we had one of those mornings just the other morning there where we had that little practice of ice on bridges and stuff, and everybody started rear-ending everybody and stuff. So well, I remember, you know, a little distance ahead of you, drive a little slower.
Well, I, as a guy with a 15-year-old daughter who doesn't quite have her driver's license yet, I'm just glad. So we're going to wait till
June.
We
want to go out and drive, yeah.
Today is not the day.
I'm not really eager to do that, huh?
Well, let somebody else do the driving.
When you and I learned how to drive, you pump the brakes. Now you got anti-lock brakes, you don't want to pump the brakes. But we got to remember that to do it right.
Her mother and I had that discussion with her last night, and, of course, I was still going by the pump thing. So,
yeah, you may not want to do that.
So our next guest, I believe he's on the line, Daryl Dukart. Daryl is from Dunn Center, North Dakota. He wears a tremendous number of hats, and primarily he's a farmer and a rancher in Dunn Center, and he's a Dunn County Commissioner. He's chairman of the Dunn County Energy Development Group. He's the chairman of the Oil and Gas Producing County. He's the chairman of the Vision West organization, and I believe he also is involved with a landowners organization in the Dunn County area. So good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Ron.
How are things out on the ranch today? Did you get a little precipitation?
No, right now we still haven't got nothing, and I look off to the west out of our patio window on the ranch house, and I can see clear skies over the Kilder Mountains, so I don't know if we're going to get anything. Probably it'll miss us.
I suspect it's been a pretty good year for grazing and cattle, the cattle guys out west, in terms of having the available grass out in the pastures.
Yes, it's been an excellent year. Moisture hasn't been over excessive, but it's been enough to give us adequate grass, good hay crops, a lot of good crops in the area. So a good, successful agriculture year in western North Dakota.
Daryl, I haven't been to your ranch, but can you see any bakken wells out that picture window?
Oh, yeah, I sure can.
they're still pumping away.
The bakken development and... Right of Dunn Center. We're only 1 mile east of the city of Dunn Center. And we are totally developed on our 1,880-acre ranch. All the mineral acres are producing royalties for somebody.
One of the things that I thought we would discuss is being from Dunn Center, talk a little bit about what's going on in Dunn Center and what the oil development there has done in terms of allowing some of the young sons and daughters to return back to the ranch and bring some young folks back into the community.
Yes. There's been a lot of changes that have happened over the last 5 years since the oil development in the energy sector has moved into the area. Some additional cash flow, whether it be from road right-of-ways, pipelines, well sites, whatever it may be that the energy industry has provided to us, has given us the opportunity to create an opportunity to bring your son or daughter or a young couple back into your farm operation and provide a sustainable way of living. It also has created job opportunities for many of the young local people to be able to stay with their parents and become involved into the ranch. And that's, in my situation, that's exactly what happened. Our son works for Hess Oil, and he's here on the ranch, and we are in the point of transition now where the ranch will gradually be turned over to him and he will have operations hopefully in the next 8 to 10 years before we fully retire. We have seen a tremendous amount of growth, not so much in the smaller cities of Halliday, Dodge, Dunn Center. There has been growth. There has been population increases, but we haven't seen the housing development, apartment development, even at a high level like we have in the city of Kildare. Kildare has seen tremendous growth. We have seen subdivisions for industrial use being developed. We have new bypass or I guess you'd call it a bypass going to the west of Kildare that's coming in this next year in 2016. It's being built at the present time. All additions to growth and to make the place a friendly user place for everybody. Tourism, local people, the energy industry, we're just seeing a tremendous amount of change now even though the oil has slowed down.
Daryl, I went through your list of all of the organizations that you're involved with and you're now leading, and I guess one of the questions is that takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of leadership, and how do you do it all, and what inspired you to get involved with all of these different groups?
Well, a few years ago, before I made the decision to run for the county commission job, which I'm now in my fifth year at, I gave it some thought, and I just decided I wanted to be involved in the community and helping the community expand. I had some interest in the energy industry from my past employer, where I worked for 11 years out in the western side during the Little Knife oil field development. And it was a decision that I said, if I'm going to do it, I want to get involved and do it while I'm young and I can get around. And thanks to my wife, Renee, after 42 years, she provides with me being gone that much. And my son and daughter and my grandson, who all chip in and do part of the ranch work and take care of the operations here at home. I enjoy it. You have your good days and you have your bad days and you get criticized. And, you know, the things that come with them type of positions is just the normal. But the other thing that is very important that I have learned, and probably comes from my 25 years of 4-H experience, is surround yourself with people that are willing to work with you and for you. And I think that's the big key that I have to say. I have 4 fellow commissioners in Dunn County that work with us. We all work together. We share information back and forth. And that trend goes down into our elected officials and staff members and our employees. From there, in the North Dakota Oil and Gas Association of Counties, same thing. We have board members that are willing to step to the plate. Vision West, same thing there. We have members that are willing to step to the plate. As a chairman of the organization, you're just a leader and an organizer. You're not the individual that has to do all the work. You just got to kind of make sure things get done, the T's get crossed, and the I's get dotted.
Daryl, one of the big topics is we've lost 100-plus drilling rigs in North Dakota, and the exploration side of the business has slowed, certainly. But when you're out in Dunn County, there's still a lot of activity, isn't there? I think that's one of the things that we have to try and emphasize, the magnitude of this resource, and that we're going to see peaks and valleys in the price of energy, and up some of that uptick is going to take place on the exploration side and drilling new wells. But you're still producing that oil every day and that gas, and it takes a lot of vehicles and a lot of manpower, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Ron. And that's a very good question, because we in Dunn County have been fortunate, even though the oil revenue and the oil activity has slowed to a certain extent. We have had the Highway 22 project that happened this summer.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We'll continue after the break here. Up against the break, more coming up in What's in Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every time you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you can think bacon. And you know what? Bacon's the answer to everything. Makes everything better. So dial us up today, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We are brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Coal. What does it bring you?
affordable electricity. That's right, folks, within the sound of my voice, right here, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, you have among the most affordable electricity in the country. Do you know why? Because we have a robust lignite industry right here. And that is under attack right now from the federal government. Find out more about this clean power plan and what it could mean. I'll tell you this, though. It's less reliable electricity. It's less affordable electricity. And that's why you need to get involved. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's your guest host today, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Good morning, Ron and Todd. Say, the hot air summit in Paris that Obama is at, what they're actually working on is a UN treaty for cap and trade, a worldwide UN treaty for cap and trade. And you know what that means. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. All these do-gooders, gooders there at France that are trying to save the world, do they have any scientific proof or facts that all this fossil fuel is actually doing harm to our climate? All I want to say is, show me the facts, and we can decide, you know. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you for those calls, and I think those are questions that are on many of our minds. When you look at all of these world leaders collectively together in Paris, and we're talking about climate change, I hope they're talking about what to do with ISIS and what to do with some of these other world struggles. Because,
well, that would be keeping your eye on the ball, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we are so hard on our domestic energy industry. And yet we go to the world and we see what we can do to assist them in any way possible. But, one thing I wanted to get back to, Todd, was, it was my understanding that if you host this show, Scott keeps throwing out this bacon talk. I was thinking there was going to be like a Cloverdale plate of bacon here and, you know, some,
that would,
you know,
be
let's
good,
get the Russell
it?
Guys over here as a we guest do, and bring us some bacon. So,
yeah, we do need to have Cloverdale bring the Cloverdale big flavor, wagon right to K-Fire and have that bacon ready for every guest host.
Well,
don't
tell
Pat Binkin that.
Well,
because he's going to expect that the next couple of days. You guys talked about it. Why'd you do it? We don't need that.
It's all about bacon.
Right. He may have the bacon in New York City, and that's why we may not have that here, because he may have the bacon for his busload of people that went to New York City. So
I was out pheasant hunting with the Russells this weekend, and I think Scott's license plate is Baconator. So I got bacon on the brain. So our guest this morning is Daryl Dukart. He's a Dunn County Commissioner. And Daryl and I were discussing essentially things that are going on in Dunn County. And the fact that there's still a lot of activity, despite having a lot fewer drilling rigs and a large reduction in a number of vehicles that are moving around every day. But when you produce over a million barrels a day, we're almost at half a million barrels of oil today produced. You know, we harvest our energy resources in this state every day, whether it be coal or natural gas or oil. And Daryl, one of the things that I thought we should discuss was the surge funding bill was a tremendous accomplishment last legislative session. The work that was done on behalf of the oil and gas producing counties and the legislators that brought that forth and put about $1.2 billion into infrastructure. What in Dunn County did you guys do with that surge money?
In Dunn County, we received a little over $24 million out of our $40 million request. And what we had done is we're working on the what we call the South Hart Road Project. We're paving a piece of road that comes off of I-94 and connects to Highway 200 in the western side of the county, right along the Billings County line. And we're doing that in three phases. We done phase one in 2014 and phase two in 2015, which was about $20 million of the surge money, and then the balance of the surge money will be used on phase three, which is going to be completed, and in fact gets bid tomorrow at our county commissioner meeting. That's the majority of it. What this done for the county is it freed up a lot of other money that helped us rebuild about 12 miles of totally rebuilt concrete-based type roads in other areas in the county that are gravel roads and developed into a 105.5 load restriction type deal. So a great benefit to the county, a great benefit to the state overall, because, as you said, the $1.2 billion was a lot of money that got to be shared. And most of the counties that I associate with here in western North Dakota use their surge money for road development or improvements of some kind.
Darrell, that's what I've seen as well, that the money that was sent out in the surge bill across the state has really been used to advance the critical infrastructure going forward, and it should really help try and not only catch us up, but maybe we can begin to get ahead a little bit during this downtime. And, you know, the likelihood, as you heard Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger talk about the oil tax revenues coming in, they're obviously less money going into those buckets this time. What are the oil and gas producing counties going to do, recognizing that we're probably not going to have $1.2 billion of surplus oil revenues in a bucket? How are you going to begin to prioritize what are the critical needs for the next legislative session, and how do you go about that?
Yes, I believe what we're kind of focusing on is there a possibility for us to come back and do some research and get our numbers in order so we have good, solid information to bring to the legislative system in 2017 and the importance of a formula change and what that number, that percentage number needs to be. Is 40%, 60%? We don't know what it is at this time today, but that there's a gap analysis is what we're calling it, and we need to try and figure out what that difference is, how much of that money needs to stay out here and continue to improve the infrastructure in western North Dakota. And we're going to see that change even as we see pipelines get into place from gathering systems to the main PSC lines. Will have an influence on what really that infrastructure at the end of the day needs to look like.
From a the revenues that the Dunn County receives, the oil tax revenues from a year ago to today, what's the difference in that revenue?
Right now, the last time that I looked at the numbers, we're running somewhere around that 45% less than what we were a year previous. From what we were 2 years ago, we're probably closer to that 55 to 60% less. But even with the increase, the 5% increase in the gross production tax formula change, it is still less money just because of the value of oil. It's a commodity, and it's one of them things that's no different than being able to contract your cattle last year for $2.50 a pound to this year not even being able to probably get $2.20 a pound for them. So same commodity valuation and trends that happen.
Darrell, can you stick around for one more segment after the break?
I sure can.
All right, thanks.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's nothing like a great story, and I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Sues can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandSues.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sues.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
To more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. Hope you're enjoying today's program, and thank you for that. Pat Finkett will be in here for a couple of days, and Steve Hallstrom as well, and I thank Ron Ness for subbing today as well. We're off in New York City, Christmas time in the big city with some listeners of What's on Your Mind having a great time. You know, one of the things I love about doing What's on Your Mind is just getting around North Dakota. We have this top 10 town tour that is so fun. We've been to Newtown, we've been to Tioga, we've been to Jamestown, and we're going to more places as well. Dickinson, April 13th and 14th for the Bakken Oil Product and Service Show, presented by Dawa Solutions Group. You can find out more about that at BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson, and we'll see you in a top 10 town near you soon. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's your guest host today, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Yeah, excuse me again. Why is it always bacon? You've got a rancher on the phone. Ask him how many hogs he's got on his... You've got a rancher on the radio. Ask him how many hogs he's got on his place. Who owns the pork industry? Tyson Foods in Smithfield. Who owns the ranchers? The private individuals. Beef imports are setting all-time new records. Beef exports are all-time record lows. We're getting screwed.
I think it's always bacon because it's so tasty.
Well, I don't know. I'm not opposed to a prime rib. If somebody wants to,
not at all.
Daryl, if you want to get on your, get in your truck and run us in a prime rib, I'm all for that.
Hey, I sure will. As I am called a rancher farmer out in this part of the area in western North Dakota, and we do run a 350 cow calf operation with my son, but I also have a hog operation. At one point in time, my wife and myself back in the 90s were 180 farrow to finish operation. As the children left, the farrow to finish operation left, we still do finish a number of hogs, and we work with a partnership up in Velva, North Dakota, that we still do raise hogs and market hogs. So we were very heavily involved in the Cloverdale food processing plant in Minot, tried to do some things with them over a period of 10 years, and the combination worked very good for us. So we do raise hogs out here in western North Dakota as well. Enjoy my prime rib. I also enjoy prime pork rib. Both of them are very tasty and very good.
And if you have a bacon cheeseburger, you're having the best of both worlds. So
you bet. That's great.
I grew up in Talma, North Dakota, which was the was the turkey capital of North Dakota. So Thanksgiving is always a value added day in Talma, North Dakota. And a shout out to my friends back in Talma. But here's a raw deal. I get a text from a friend of mine who was driving by my hunting spot. He says there's a trophy buck standing on the road and a bunch of pheasants standing in the ditch. So and here I am sitting here, Scott. So but So a good pheasant on the grill is always as good. Not as good as prime rib or bacon. But Daryl, we were visiting a little bit about the Vision West organization. Do you want to tell us what that group has done over the past number of years?
Okay. Vision West, which was started through a HUD grant 4 years ago and has grown now. In fact, January will be a full year that we have been not associated with the HUD USDA granting money. And we are taking not a different direction. We are taking more of a general focus. And our group, which is involving about 17 counties right now, and we are practicing, we have many different pieces of the process of growth and development that we look at. But we have kind of focused on four major areas, and this would be housing, child care, pipelines, and I'm missing one and I can't think of it right now, but transportation is the other one. We have become supporters in trying to figure out how to make reasonable and adequate housing available for families and move from the apartments, the man camp type of thing, to move to actual permanent housing where people will become a more positive part of the taxpaying structure out here. Child care, we have some great stories to tell about there. We have some new child cares that have been put together in the last 3-4 years and are successful stories and are working, and we have information in a committee set up that works with that. On the transportation side, we have a transportation committee. We're supporters of the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, moving that into a four-way to increase tourism, to allow the transportation from Canada through North Dakota down into South Dakota and into the other southern states to happen, and just make travel safer for everybody that uses that road system. And under the pipeline system, which is something that's been fairly new, we don't have a committee set up for it yet, will happen now here in the next beginning of 2016, is working with the Public Service Commission and working with the local landowners to try and put together public relationships. I would say that it'll be somewhat similar to the Ombuds program, which is set up by the Ag Department, and looks like it could be a program that's going to work very successfully as more and more people start to use that program. So an organization that is becoming very different in its appearance as it's going to move into the legislation, and I think you will see us being part of a voice at the legislative system in 2017. We have a lot of the similarities of what bounces off of the North Dakota Oil and Gas Association of Counties as well.
One of the key challenges that we've all been working on and the legislature focused on heavily during the last session and the Northwest landowners was really the pipeline issue, the getting better at easements and reclamation. The Ag Commissioner Doug Goring has put together the Ombudsman Program. We've got people out now working with landowners because I think we all recognize that we have to get more of these oil and water commodities into the pipelines and build more and more pipelines out there. Just like as critical as the Dakota Access is to moving oil out of North Dakota to key markets, those local gathering lines, Daryl, become critical in the terms of moving trucks off the road long term and not having to put more and more money back into that infrastructure. Have you had any of your folks in Dunn County use the Ombudsman program? And
I'm aware at this time one individual, and we had Mr. Goring out, Ag Commissioner Goring out last week, and he gave a presentation to our group, and at that time it was only the one individual yet, too. One thing I think that's important to relay in today's message is this program that the Ag Commissioner's Office, or I shouldn't say Ag Commissioner, the legislation give to the Ag Commissioner's Office and Doug to a chance to develop and make it work and grow is not only for pipelines. It can be oil well site problems. It can be road issues, road easement issues with oil companies or other companies. It can be transmission line, which deal with electrical issues. It's there for a purpose. And I think it's as people learn to use this program. It's going to become a very valuable tool to landowners all across the state of North Dakota. I don't think it, as much as it was focused on issues in western North Dakota and what was happening, I believe it's a program that's going to serve all of North Dakota in the long term.
Daryl, we have to continue to bring those landowners and the companies together, and I do think the we're strong supporters of the Ombudsman program, where there's generally some type of a rift that has occurred between a landman and the landowner, or there's generally speaking, if you get to the right person in that company, they want to address any problems, but that is critical in the relationships as we move forward, and we thank the legislature and Commissioner Goring for walking down this path, because it's the right thing to do, and it's the long-term solution that we need as we see these pipelines go in place. So
that's so true, Ron, and it is, you know, landowners in many areas get overwhelmed by the number of easements that you're faced with in fast development. And as the pace slows down a little bit and we address the reclamation problems that happen, the news media picks up on the good things that happens instead of just all the little ugly spill here and a little ugly spill there. We will see this thing gradually move forward at a pace that I think is going to help our total infrastructure program across our state.
And certainly as you go from 100,000 barrels of oil today and probably 100,000 barrels of salt water being moved to 1 to 2 million barrels of each of those every day being moved, accidents are going to happen. You're going to have spills. What we need to be judged on is how are we doing in terms of the reclamation and the science that's being developed by EERC at UND and North Dakota State University in terms of using new technologies to figure out how to clean those things up, get better at the monitoring and the installation of those pipelines. And that all starts right there on your ranch, Daryl, if something happens between you and the company, in my opinion.
That's right. I was just on a tour with Marathon Oil, who has put in 150 miles of pipeline, and my ranch is all leased with Marathon Oil production. But it was very interesting the way this thing is monitored. Now, the 150 miles of pipeline, that is oil and production water, both are very closely monitored, are measured, and with the slightest fluctuation of pressures or possibly loss or changes in production for the day, there's all kinds of red flags that show up. So it gave me, after that tour, give me a sense of much safer operations using pipeline systems than seeing the hundreds of trucks a day pull into a saltwater disposal that's directly north of my house here. So overall, I have reached a comfort level, I guess, of saying that it's not 100% foolproof, but we understand that. But I think we're probably way further than 99% of preventing things and major accidents happening with a pipeline system.
Daryl, thanks for the leadership you provide in Western North Dakota and all those organizations you're involved with, and I hope your holiday season is fantastic. Thanks for being our guest today.
You bet. Do I have a minute to touch on one other thing?
Absolutely.
I want to just touch on the Uniform Trucking Permit Act, or permit changes. For anybody listening that's interested in what's happening out there, we had last week we had a North Dakota Oil and Gas Association of Counties meeting. We had a motion that we will move from paper permits to electronic permits. This will happen on January 1st. We'll discontinue the paper permits. On March, you will be no longer allowed to use paper permits, so if you have any left over, you can use them up to that time. And also, we have a new restricted roadmap that's a live process that you can go to the website.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We'll get more of it after the break here. Hang on.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them.
We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Last chance to get in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't forget, you can always leave a message by just pressing 1 or press 2 to chat with us live on the air, 800-228-0550. And folks, we're brought to you in part by PetraServe USA. Some great specials all month long in December. That's right. Like my personal favorite, the Wiley Wallaby Licorice. Oh my gosh, is that good. And the Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, they're really good. They have the chocolate chip, the chocolate strawberry bites, the caramel apple bites. They're all two-packs for $5 all month long. That's worth it alone to get into PetraServe USA. Pizza, corner pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. Those deals and many more at a PetraServe USA near you. Back to our guest host for today, Ron Ness, North Dakota Oil Can. Ron, take it away.
Our guest this morning is Daryl Dukart. Daryl, you were just talking about some changes in your county truck permitting system. You want to wrap that up?
Yes. As I was stating earlier, the restricted roadmap, which is available live now on our website, and the website is ndenergy.org. So anybody that wants to look at it, it's going to be a convenient way to check what roads are have restrictions on, what kind of permits you'd need for them roads, and et cetera.
That sounds great, Daryl, and we certainly think that the moving towards a more unified truck permitting system out there is beneficial to everyone, and it is time to get electronically rather than the paper system. So great move by your folks.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day, Daryl.
You bet. Thank you.
Todd, we've got a few minutes here. I've got a number of random topics I thought we would discuss, but first we got to talk about the big football game Saturday. The Bison get another shot at Montana.
Revenge. That first game didn't matter. It's this game. This is the one that matters.
We will see what that young defense has learned, and certainly that young quarterback, it's hopeful for next year. But, you know, the first game the Bison have next year against Iowa.
How about that?
Who could end up being the national champion.
Exactly.
Get your tickets now. So, additionally, we are beginning preparations for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which will be held in Bismarck on May 24th through the 26th. This is a conference in which a year ago in May we had about 4,300 people come from 49 states, 9 countries, and 7 provinces. So we are working on our agenda. We are working on our exhibit booth at that time sold out in 4 minutes. Check our website at indieoil.org.
Did we get one or
no?
We're going to be in the closet again. Okay.
But Scott was there. We found a place for him in the hallway. But that's a tremendous event. We get people from all over the world here, and we talk about energy. And of course, we had about 75 speakers from all over the country who are experts, and all over North Dakota. We covered such a wide range of topics. We just happened to be able to get Sean Hannity here. So trying to fill the role after you have Sean Hannity, and that's not an easy deal to do. So
you got to get El Rush Bowl on here now.
I'm thinking that Donald might want to come. We'll see.
Oh, there you go.
That would be interesting.
That would turn out a crowd. A crowd of protesters, maybe, too, but a crowd, you know.
Well, who knows? It's not that far away from the Iowa caucuses, and he's still in the lead. So he might be the guy. Get ready. Yeah. But certainly it would be a contrast to what we have today. On the oil and gas side, we continue to support the congressional delegation's efforts to pass the crude oil export provisions and allow us to export Bakken crude to the world. We think that is critical in times like this to be able to compete in the world. We got to be able to export to the world. So that's something that Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp and Congressman Kramer have really been champions for, in understanding the value of what that means, not only in terms of geopolitics and the nation's ability to compete with our friends and send energy to them, and how they might turn around and treat us back, but in order to get a better price for the Bakken. And that will have no impact on consumers, because it's a world price we're after. That's what your gasoline price is based upon. And we certainly hope that they can get that done before they adjourn for the Christmas break. And that is a super, super big deal. So
only a few days to work with, though.
Yeah.
Not a lot of time.
Time is short. Any time when you look at Congress is
true.
They move at a very slow speed and actually getting things done.
What is that?
And getting something done the president won't veto. I think that's the reason, because you got to have 60 votes. So a couple emails with Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, today, and a lot of discussion about, is this an oil bust? What's going on? And I think it's very important to the people that are, you know, looking at development. Daryl talked about the lack of family housing in those areas. This is a world-class oil resource. We would still be 19th in the world in terms of the oil we produce every day. Our production continues to remain strong even after a year of depressed prices. So that tells you the productivity is there. The activity at a higher level on the exploration side will come back, but it's going to continue to be a lot of that. So we need to encourage investors to get out and build that infrastructure. We're going to need to encourage the state of North Dakota to continue to reinvest in those communities. Let's try and get them ahead once. They've been playing from behind for almost a decade, The rest of us benefit through reduced property taxes, funding for schools and water projects. But let's stay bullish on this whole deal, and let's make sure those investments continue to happen. And have a great holiday season. Thanks, Todd.
Ron, great working with you.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
See? It's not that tough. Pat Fink, and next couple of days, Steve Hallstrom coming up Friday. What's on your mind? You let us know anytime at 1-855-200-1776. Hit option one. Don't wait for us. Let us know anytime.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.